The man in the veil. The man in the veil lay flat on the steel-framed bed, eyes tormented by the constant glare of the lights in the factory ceiling. He knew this as the best place to be, knew that his only chance of a future lay in the hands of the men who would wield the blades. It seemed odd that the steel which would cleave him could also resurrect, and that the skill of the distant men and their cold technology could extend the warmth of life which presently felt so fragile. Behind the veil, ice-like fear stirred, spreading, and he fought to hold on to all he valued and cherished, seeking comfort and strength for the test ahead. Closing his eyes, he conjured up images of things precious, memories of that which he knew and loved. Oh, so strong the love of his dear ones, and comforting was the logic of reason. Yet his thoughts were still drawn to worms and dark earth, and his cheeks glistened as the veil slipped. Late at night they came, the three, ushered by friends whose passage was not without hindrance, for the factory guards were suspicious and rules, after all, were rules. Still the friends were skilled persuaders, and the factory guards succumbed, for times were changing in the factory, and it was not without warmth and compassion for human concerns. And so to the bedside, where they touched and smiled in greeting, and they sang of their lives and ours. And as their voices rose in harmony, so his spirit soared, melting the ice fear in his soul as spring snow. On they sang, and a sweeter, and the factory workers were drawn to his door as moths to a flame, to listen in secret silence. And as the language of angels filled his room, great warmth coursed through him, and the veil fell into dust, revealing him in peace and serenity. Days later, when the test had passed, they returned, this time to heal with their songs and their grace. And as he bathed in their music, he knew that the memory of their special gift would burn bright in his heart forever.